This is KUT. The city of Austin is facing legal action over its rules governing short-term rentals, like those you'd find on sites like Airbnb and HomeAway, but some in the hospitality industry say those rentals should have to play by rules more like those followed by hotels. As KUT's Saida Hassan reports, the two sides sparred over the issue in a debate yesterday.
Last month, a group of homeowners and renters sued the city of Austin over its effort to regulate short-term rental units, or STRs. They're being represented by attorneys with the Texas Public Policy Foundation, a conservative think tank which hosted a debate Thursday on the ordinance. Attorney Chance Weldon with the foundation argued the ordinance goes too far. He claimed several problems, from a cap on the number of occupants to a 10 p.m. curfew.
They've decided to carpet bomb people's constitutional rights and adopt a whole host of ridiculous regulations, and in fact, ban type 2s altogether.
Weldon is referring to the Austin City Council's new regulations for type 2 STRs, those which are not owner-occupied. The City Council has adopted a plan to phase out these types of rentals completely by the year 2022. Those who support the ordinance say it would cut down on noise and traffic that neighbors say short-term rentals can bring to their areas. Sloan Dean is with Ashford, a real estate trust that invests in the hospitality industry. He says type 2 STRs are able to skirt the rules hotels have to abide by, like complying with the Americans with Disabilities Act.
We're not against families, you know, wanting to rent out extra rooms, etc. Where we are the people buying residential property, not complying with ADA, not complying with health and safety regulation, and then renting those out.
But Weldon maintains that STRs do not operate in the same way as hotels.
These are people that are staying sometimes for a week, sometimes for 2 weeks, in a residential home using it for residential reasons. They're eating dinner there. They're having friends and family over there. This is not a commercial use.
The city of Austin issued a statement last month acknowledging the lawsuit, writing, quote, "The city's lawyers are prepared to defend the ordinance in court." A spokesman for the city said they have no additional comment on the suit. Saida Hassan, KUT News.